Aloha, I'm Alex.
I'm Julie.
And we're foodies sharing food while chatting about Boise and whatever else is on our plate this week. All right, Julie, we're back at the Table Rock podcast. We have Kayla.
With Kayla.
From Shine Bright Cleaning Company.
And that's a little different for us because we usually focus on food. And this season, we've been focusing on influencers. And one of the things that I'm really impressed about with Kayla is she owns her own business. And there are 12.3 million women who own their own business across the world. And talk about influence, that's a lot of businesses.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And about 30% of U.S. businesses are majority female owned. And you own your business entirely, is that right?
I do, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the number of women-owned businesses continues to grow at twice the rate of U.S. firms. So they're really becoming like the economic engine of America. So we thought it'd be really interesting to have you on because you represent, I mean, you're young, you have young children. You were telling us, how old are your children?
So I have a 3.5-year-old and a 10-month-old.
Right. So you have young children, you have your own business. And how long have you been in business?
So I have been in business for 10 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Did you start when you were a baby?
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, just looking at you, you're just a beautiful, young, attractive woman.
Thank you.
I hate to ask this, but what is your age?
I am 26.
You did start when you were a teenager.
Yep. I started cleaning when I was 12, doing commercial buildings with my mom, actually.
Wow.
And then it became, okay, I want to do my own thing so I can go to football games because all the cleaning was at nighttime.
Yeah.
So I was leaving my friend's house, like cleaning from 8 to 1 a.m. And then once I was 16, I was like, all right, I want to do this on my own. So she gave me one of her houses that she had, and I just took that one and kept going with it.
From there.
But you finished high school, right?
I did. Yep. Yeah. I did finish high school.
And is that your highest degree is high school?
High school, yep. And then I do a lot of coaching now, which I like because it's specific to what I want to learn. So I still am in education, just not the college system.
So
yep.
I think that we're going to see, I think that's really important to bring up.
Right.
I think we're going to see a lot of change in what is education anymore. I think a lot of people, two-year degrees, like dental hygienist is a two-year degree and it's a great field.
Right.
And welders, you know, truck drivers. I just think that we're kind of four-year snobs, Alex and I are.
Oh,
but,
goodness.
But actually,
I actually just started grad school. So.
Yeah, and see, I have a doctorate. But but I think that is not the future. I think the future, and talking about influence, is a whole diverse set of pathways for education. So that's interesting that you're so successful and just right out of high school. So then you graduate and you go, okay, now I'm going to open my own business. Is that what you did?
I didn't really know it was going to turn into a business.
Tell us about how you got this into a business. I'm fascinated.
Yeah, so I just loved serving the clients. And then once I had a good clientele build up, one every day after school, so about five a week, I was thinking about college, but I'm like, I don't have anything I want to go for. I love what I'm doing. Let's just keep going with it. Let's grow it. And then I hired
okay, I'm going to let you go ahead with it. Just a second, but I want to interrupt. Yeah. Most people do not love cleaning. So let me have you say this again.
Julie and me can attest to that.
You love cleaning. Is that correct?
Maybe not as much now since I do it every day with kids, but I do love it. It's because it's so therapeutic to go into a place that looks like chaos and you just, or even not even chaos, just mold and just seeing that you can make it look beautiful. Like you feel accomplished. Which is
your
cool.
Your processes, I am obsessed with. I love, you come home and there's a checklist of all the different things they did. It is quite impressive.
I love it. So we need to let you go back to how you got into this. So you start getting more clients.
Yep,
From your first house.
Yep. And they was honestly off of referrals. So that's how I really started growing. I didn't start advertising probably till 5 years later. Hired my first employee, which was actually my sister-in-law, and we had a great time working together until she had a baby. I would say that the hardest part for me in the beginning was figuring out the hiring. I was so young. I was 16 years old trying to hire people that were 40, 50, and I'm like...
Oh, so you started hiring even in high school?
Actually, it was after high school.
Oh, okay.
So I cleaned for about 3 years by myself in high school. And then after high school, that summer.
What awesome job training.
Yeah,
yes.
So you're about 18 or 19, though, when you start hiring.
Exactly, yep. So I was I was young. Yeah, I guess I wasn't 16.
That
18.
Is a huge accomplishment to be hiring someone at that age.
We should have a...
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. That's awesome.
So, in 10 years in business, in any small business is a success.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's one reason we had you, is it's not like, oh, you just opened your doors and you might make it. You've actually been doing this. So you start hiring people, and you've hired your sister-in-law. And you know, personnel is always the hardest thing.
Right. And for me, it was learning, like, actually in the last 2 years, who am I as a leader? I'm not a cleaner anymore. I've got operations set up. Like, the business is running. How can I make it better, not just the company, but the people inside it? Because the people that come clean your home, like, that's the business. That's everything. So overcoming how to be a better leader was probably my biggest objection, but now it's fun. Because I can help people come overcome their issues that they're having and help guide them. And my goal for this year is actually to create a coaching program for women or people that are trying to create a cleaning company.
Very cool.
Yeah, I have a lot of
share the wealth.
Yes, because I have a lot of people reaching out like, how do you do this? How do you do this? And then last week I'm like, I have so many people asking, why not just create a group where we can learn together?
Yeah,
and I can help
awesome.
Guide them on their journey. Yeah.
So how many teams do you have right now?
So we have a total of 6 teams.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And there's 3 on a team, is that right?
Yep, so 3 on a team. So we have about 18 a day, and then I have 3 office ladies. So one that does the scheduling and phones to make sure we're always responding to our clients on time. And then another, Andrea, she does like our social media.
Cool.
Checking on the team, like timesheets, making sure that's running smooth. And then we just hired a full-time inspector.
Nice.
So if the team runs out of supplies or that something happens in the day, that's another thing with businesses is I see them getting frustrated with their employees because their kids are sick or stuff comes up. But I'm like, we have that too. It's life, right?
Yeah.
So our goal is if that comes up, we have someone to go cover them and help them as well as have people on call because no one's perfect. We all have to have our different days off, right?
Yeah, 100%.
But you're actually not a small business if you've got that many. And you've now grown into it. I think really small businesses are considered under 10 employees, and you've got more than that. So you're moving into mid-sized business.
Wow.
That's exciting. I've never heard that before, actually.
Yeah,
that's
cool. I mean, I think
that's a huge marker.
Most small businesses are really tiny.
Right.
You know, very one or two people, not... And some of the things you discussed is why they fail.
Right.
You know, somebody gets sick or they can't sustain the themselves.
Right.
I mean, you get burnout. Like you've stepped out of cleaning, but you could if you had to.
Right.
I mean, if you were short a staff person, you could go do it. I don't know if you've had to do that, but
right, exactly. So actually, I make it a point to where I won't go clean. I will if I absolutely had to an emergency, but if I'm out there cleaning, something's wrong. Like, we better fix something. We got to make sure we run smooth for our team and for our clients.
No longer the queen cleaning queen.
Just at home every day.
Just the cleaning director.
Right. Exactly.
Leadership.
Yeah.
Leadership.
Mm-hmm. So, first of all, I want to tell our listeners they really need to look up your webpage. So, you want to give it to them so.
Yeah, what's the website?
So right now the website is shinebrightmaids.biz, and then here soon it's going to be shinebrightcleanco.com.
Love a good .com.
We were Shine Bright Maids, switching it to Shine Bright Clean because I didn't want to wear gear. It sounds super silly. It said maid on it, and I'm like, why is that bugging me? So I looked it up, and maid means young female servant. So I was like, let's make it more fun so we can have some fun gear to wear and share.
Yeah. Love that
definition. So the gear now says, because I saw some t-shirts with the maid on it. So what does the gear say now?
So it's going to say Shine Bright Clean & Co. Yep.
And will it still be the pink t-shirts? Or?
Yes. Did you see the smiley face shirts?
Yeah, I did. So that's why I want to encourage our listeners to, because you have some beautiful shots of how you clean things on your website, if people are interested in... Now, are you still taking referrals or are you filled?
Yes, we are taking referrals. And we've been, we have about 4 people on call a day right now, kind of waiting for those clientele to come
to
in.
Grow.
Yep, so we're ready to take on the growth and have them trained and ready.
You know, something I've noticed since having Shine Bright Clean Co. come to my house is I thought it would, just be so good to have a clean home. But something I found so interesting is it's allowed me to divert my energy to what I really need to focus on.
Right.
And that has been like a game changer. Like I come home and I can see exactly what I need to do. That has been a game changer for my personal routine. I absolutely love it.
Do you feel like it's held you more accountable to go through like your little piles of stuff that you kind of just set aside?
Yeah.
Yep.
I think I'm a big fan of Marie Kondo. Love that woman. Love her whole brand. Julie, do you know Marie Kondo?
I don't. I'm sorry.
She's a big woman about tidying. She kind of does this whole thing about.
Oh, I do know about
okay,
her.
Okay, yeah. She's on Netflix. But
yeah, everybody actually knows her. We all learn how to roll everything,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
You know, and how to sort what you love from what you don't love, right?
Yeah.
Right. You don't do it, but you go, that's really good if you could do it.
Right?
Well, that's really kind of, I feel like, what Shine Bright Clean Co. has brought to me is the ability to kind of focus on what I need to and look at my different priorities and see what's bringing me joy. And now in my space, I can look and be like, this is just, I don't need this. I can throw this away, give it away. You know, it's not serving me at this point. So that's been a big game changer.
So I want to point out that Alex is a young single professional, and he's. How often do you get your house clean?
We do once every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I want to say.
Yeah, that yeah. I was going to say. I've always had somebody help me clean my house.
Yes.
And I've ever since I started working.
Yeah.
And I had them come every other week.
By the way,
first, if you couldn't, even once a month. I just think that. For just the reasons you're saying, that if you're working hard, the keeping your house up either becomes a burden, so you don't love your home, which you should when you go home.
Yes.
Or you don't keep it up and you're in a mess. And I think that's actually causes chaos in your life. You can't find things.
So I just house sat for Julie, and Julie, you have a gorgeous home. I love all the art and the way you've styled your house. It's gorgeous.
Well, we kept buying houses. That's how we've managed to build up to a big house. But, and we had kids at home, and our house wasn't working out. So we built this house because of my husband's job, and we needed to have a house that worked out. It is a big house. We do have someone who cleans every week and has been the same person for 10 years. But
they really become awesome. Part of the family.
I know,
I feel
but here is the thing that I really want. I don't want to sound like I'm critical of this person because they are just really good to me.
Fabulous.
She was a team.
Mm-hmm.
And they would come in and scurry through and be done in an hour. And we loved that. And I noticed, and then after COVID, her team disappeared and she didn't want to manage the employees anymore. And she's not like you. She didn't grow more
right.
and more teams, and so she just comes by herself and it takes all morning. And Pete and I are both retired, and now we're going, how do we get out of the house?
Right.
And the reason is we don't like to sit around while someone's cleaning and watch them.
It's awkward.
It makes me feel really guilty.
Right.
And so I would recommend the team approach.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've had both. And if we didn't just love this person, we would have a team approach because, see, we're going, okay, it's, I don't want to use her name, so it's cleaning day, and two things happen. We have to race around and put away anything that's sort of, you know, just like excess paper or junk that's around the house. That's the irony of cleaning day. The kids always had that too, you know. Everybody, when it was cleaning day, you have to pick up.
Right.
Because you don't want to waste the cleaner's time picking up. What you want the cleaner to do is the deep clean you don't want to do. You know,
right.
And you show that the microwaves, the showers, the scrubbing of the floors, mm-hmm. the toilets.
The refrigerator, the oven.
Yeah, you don't want them having to waste their time picking up clothes. That's not their job, at least in my mind. I mean, I know you can do that for people, but
Julie, I do want to interject. You bring up an interesting point. Influence during COVID. How was that for your business going through the pandemic?
It's a good question. When it was all happening, I just kind of was like, I'm going to not ignore what's going on. Obviously address it, make sure we're wearing our PPP and keeping everyone sane, wash our hands. But I was like, whatever negative news and these outlets, I'm going to ignore it. We're going to stay positive and we're going to get through this as a team. And we told our clients, we're here if you want us to clean. If you're not comfortable, that's fine. We'll resume when things are back to whatever normal means.
Yeah.
We had a couple people cancel or when they got sick, but we actually did great. We pushed through and I had a great team. I think the team was really strong then because everyone's fearful of how the heck am I going to pay my bills if I don't have a job and all these places are closing down. Mm-hmm. So they were there right there like pushing with me of we have to keep these jobs. We have to keep our clients happy. Let's just keep going.
You guys were essential workers. I mean, truly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that could be debated, but obviously they felt they were essential workers and the people in the homes had the choice.
Yeah. Right.
And they chose to keep having you come in is what you're saying.
Yep.
So
I think, you know, you're spending more time at home. You're probably going to want your cleaners to come through.
Well, it's funny because we had a couple of people say, oh, we're going to skip. We're all home. And I'm like, I would want it more if I'm home. And then a week later, okay, I can't do this with five kids running around. Can you come back and help?
Oh, my gosh.
So I think it helped people appreciate, too, like, because once you have help, you kind of forget like how long it takes and how much time it truly saves you. I don't know if you guys saw my post about how many hours on average you clean a month, just
no,
single.
How much?
So if you clean an hour every day, just picking up, doing laundry, and you're doing the deep cleaning, it came out to like 56 hours a month.
Yeah, see, I've never done the deep cleaning. So
you're saving.
But I know
a lot of hours.
Just
yes.
The laundry and the picking up is a regular hour. Whenever before the kids left the house, I don't like messy houses. So
right.
Every night before I went to bed, I would go through the house and pick up and all of that. And that was pretty much an hour. I had to plan on that, you know, to make sure the kitchen was clean for the morning and to make sure everything was put away. It's almost an hour before you're done.
Yeah, I would say I spent about an hour or two with the little boys. But that's another thing is people have mom guilt or they're like, oh, I don't want to. The messy house is OK. I'm someone I can't function in a messy house. I feel stressed out. It feels like there's just stuff all over the place. And I don't know where to start. So having a clean house, I'm like, it's OK to be tidy. And if you spend just that 1 hour a day, it's so much easier to maintain.
Hmm. Right. And I think, see, the other thing, it's see, because I've always had cleaning assistance, it's something I've built in my budget.
Yes.
And I know it's a luxury. I mean, at one level, it is a luxury,
sure.
Because
right.
You can do it yourself. But at another, if you have good jobs or you are really overwhelmed, it's not a luxury. You know, if it's affecting your mental health or your if you're not taking care of your children, maybe your temper isn't the best it should be with your children,
right.
Or whatever, then that's actually not a luxury. So then maybe if you can't afford regular cleaning, maybe once a month, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have quite a bit of families that have budget restrictions and they do once a month, and it's a reset for them to kind of help keep them accountable too.
Big news. Fort Builder has expanded and moved their headquarters to a new home in Garden City, just 2 minutes away down the road from their former location downtown, but now with plenty of free parking. The Commonwealth, a creative league and co-working club by Fort Builder, is a passion project designed to bring artists, entrepreneurs, freelancers, and remote workers together, providing a happier, healthier, and more productive workplace. Come by to collaborate, network, and play at the amazing new space in the former Culligan Water Factory at 34th and Shinden.
So I know I wanted to talk about this as well. Mess-free foods, you know, what are messy foods even?
Oh, man. I feel like everything's almost messy. Oh,
for me, I recently just had some challah bread, and it had a bunch of crumbs, and they just went everywhere.
Yes.
Okay. So bread is a messy food.
Okay, I know a really messy food because
what?
I won't eat it anymore.
Oh.
And I love it. The Starbucks coffee cake is absolutely fabulous. And
Julie's
son,
Scott, works for Starbucks.
But if you buy it in the car becomes, you know, just
crumbs everywhere.
Crumbs everywhere. And you've now created more work for yourself than the taste of the coffee cake is worth. That's my theory on the coffee cake.
Yeah.
If I'm going to have Starbucks coffee cake, it's in the Starbucks store and then they can clean up.
Hey, you found a solution though, so you can still have it.
Yeah, it just falls all apart. It's really tasty, but it just collapses on you.
Yeah, carbs can be kind of messy.
I know, I'm like trying to think of the messiest food, and I'm like, I feel like kids are messy, but spaghetti.
Yeah, I was going to say, when spaghetti splashes on the stove, it can be just a mess to clean up.
Yes, all over the backsplash, everywhere.
The other thing that's really messy is anything you put in the microwave where, like, if you had a paper towel on the top and it blows off, or is it spinning?
Steams.
True.
The microwave can become just, you know, you open the door and you go, oh, good, the cleaning people are coming tomorrow, you know.
Don't look.
Microwaves are messy.
The microwave.
They are messy. Messy. Now that I'm thinking of messy, I'm like, okay, bacon on the stove. We don't allow that in our house anymore. Use the air fryer because we can just close the lid and it contains the mess in there.
Yeah.
So love the air fryer too.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. We just got in it. We've not used it at all.
You're going to love it.
I learned this random trick. You can cook bacon in a pot with water.
With water?
With water. Just boil the bacon and it'll cook it through. Yeah, I learned it from Idaho Voices for Children, actually.
Does it make a different texture?
No, you can get it crispy, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. In water?
In water, yeah.
Interesting. That's pretty amazing because really bacon's actually one of those ones that you have to be careful with kids because it pops and they like bacon and they can get burned.
Yeah.
So it's actually, you know, everybody loves bacon unless they're a vegetarian like my son, but.
Yes.
But. You still love bacon.
I saw the veggie bacon in the freezer.
Yeah, they still love bacon.
His version of it.
God knows what a veggie bacon tastes like.
Probably not as good as bacon, I'd
probably say. Doesn't pop either, do you
No,
think?
I don't think so.
Not as greasy either,
even
though it's so
bad.
Yeah,
maybe a vegetarian diet is a little bit more mess-free. I don't know. What do you think, Julie, having a vegetarian at home?
What I know is it's... when you have a vegetarian kid, our kid turned vegetarian in third grade.
Wow.
Yeah, he has a crazy story about it.
And we honored that, but we're not vegetarian. So what it means is you're making two meals every dinner.
Yeah.
So that's like a pain, if you want to know. But in terms of, I don't think it is as messy. Partially because, see, we're making the second side meal and we got the big meal. And so... we don't pay as much attention to it.
I go back to my fraternity days. I think a mess-free food would be wraps. Like wrapped foods, I think, are a little bit more mess-free. We used to take them out to, like, school, and it seemed to be pretty clean.
I don't know if the wrap comes unwrapped, then you have a big mess.
For sure. You got to be a little careful.
And I'm like, another thing is like the crock pot. Love the liners.
Ooh.
So especially on cleaning day, I always plan like, okay, what mess-free food are we going to have tonight so I don't have to cook on the stove, or are we going to go out to eat?
Yeah.
Crock pot. Love that with
love.
The liners.
I love slow cooking.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you talking about the liner that the crock pot has, or are you talking about a separate liner?
The crock pot actual liner.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I bet you could still make it work with like something else, but I haven't tried just because that's so easy and they've already got it figured out. I'm like, great.
Well, the reason I ask that is that we have really cut down on how much mess we have baked on pans by using the parchment paper.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Actually,
that's a good tip.
I figured out we love to make jalapeno poppers.
Yum.
We used to make them just on the pan and to clean it. And the bacon wouldn't
cheese.
Get crispy. So with the wax paper, it gets the bacon crispy and you don't have a mess. It's like win-win.
See, I just... Mm-hmm. The parchment paper has changed my life in terms of doing dishes because you just throw it out and you may have a little edge that got around something, but other than that, you really don't have any mess at all. So that's
something I've enjoyed on your social media is just cleaning tips, just learning the process. Like, you guys are experts, so it's so cool to see kind of just the little tidbits of how we can improve.
Yes, I love that. And I'm going to keep sharing, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. I interrupted you, but I had seen on your social media, and I wanted to hear about it, your color-coded rags.
Ooh, yes.
Yes.
That's my favorite, I would say, actually. So we use red for toilets. I think it was like danger.
Yeah.
And then yellow's our showers and then blue's counters. We just really do that. So we're not taking that toilet rag and using it on your counter.
Yeah.
Even though they're washed and we double rinse everything, I'm like, I still don't trust it. I don't want that on my kitchen counter.
For sure.
So all the methods I put in place is just to be sanitary and just keep everything in its place.
Yeah.
So I can see that first you have great enthusiasm and you're, I know from your website that you know how to clean and you started this gosh in high school. So do you do your own books and everything? Do you do all your own finances? Have you taught yourself all that?
So I did at first, but now I do have a bookkeeper, so she takes care of everything. Yes, seriously though, because I'm like, I am not a bookkeeper. That's not my pro area. Let's have someone else take care of it so I don't mess it up. Especially with payroll, when you're paying 25 people under you, it's like you just want to make sure everything's going smooth. And leave it to the experts.
And so are the people who work for you, are they employees or are they contractors?
They are all employees, yes. Yep.
Wow.
Wow, there's a lot of stuff going on there. Then yeah. W-2s and taking out appropriate insurance. And
exactly.
Just so our listeners know, I was a contractor for years with my small business. And all they have to do is pay me. I had big contracts, but all they have to do is send me a check. And then it's my job to pay my taxes for myself and also to take out any expenses and all of that. While if you're an employee, it's the employer's job to take out appropriate taxes and send them off to the government and do all of that. So there's a pretty big difference between the two. That's why I asked that question.
Yeah, there really is, because we've had people on our team like, oh, why haven't we ever been independent contractors? I'm like, you guys don't want to deal with it.
Mm-mm.
Like, just be an employee, get your W-2 and your W-4, and because it's the same. You might make $5 an hour more, but you're still paying that back. You're just having to pay it rather than the company.
Yeah, they don't see it because they don't know they pay the taxes.
Exactly.
And a lot of people don't pay the taxes, and then they're in trouble later with the federal government, or they haven't paid into Social Security appropriately, and they don't have a retirement like they should.
That's huge. Yeah. So I do have to ask, you know, our theme this season is influence. Who's been influential to you? Who has brought you to where you are now?
Oh, man. I feel like actually being in the coaching program, seeing other cleaning business owners around me, reading books, my biggest influencer right now, I just got done reading David Goggins, Never Finished.
Yeah.
It just as a reminder, he ran like 240 miles with injuries. Yeah. And then they would sleep on the side of the road. They had food. So I'm like, if someone can run 240 miles, anything is possible. So that right there was a big influence for me recently too. If he can go do that, I can help other people also. And just watching on Instagram, all these influencers that they're coaching people and they're helping people in their business, that's inspiring to me. Because if I didn't have coaching that I had, I wouldn't be where I am. And I think a lot of people, they don't want to pay for coaching courses or they don't think that they can do it. But it's so helpful to have someone that's done it guide you.
I also think, you know, people think of influencers as people like me on social media, but like cleaners are influencers, right? Like,
exactly.
It's such a huge help in the week to have someone. I was mentioning earlier, I feel like your cleaners become part of the family.
They do. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And that brings me to right now we see all over signs for help still. And Idaho has one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country.
Oh, wow.
And we keep hearing about how hard it is to keep people. To tell me about, you know, is it hard for you to find people to work for you
and retain them?
And retain them?
So we actually are hiring every week. So we're always looking to onboard people because cleaning is always going to have turnover. It's a stepping stone while people are in college. Mm. We have some moms that just want to get out 2 days a week so they can be their own person for a sec.
Yeah.
So the hiring, we interview 2 to 4 people every week. We don't hire everyone. We want to make sure they're a perfect fit and they align with our energy and our goals.
Values.
Exactly. So like I said before, we're overstaffed and people stay average of about 2 years. So it's not bad, but it's never going to be where it's going to be perfect and people are going to stay forever.
And you understand that.
Exactly.
And build for that.
Well, and we actually just had a girl that left and she went on to go do a career of something in the hospital. And I even texted her today. I'm like, I'm so excited watching you on your venture. Like, this is awesome. I love seeing people either grow with our company. And if they go elsewhere, like, I want to actually follow their journey. I love seeing people grow and blossom into whatever they want.
So you're one of these people that's a supportive boss.
Yes.
There's always
that's
these.
Huge.
See, there's the, yes, it is huge. There's two different approaches to the person quitting.
Yeah.
See, right. I used to run big agencies. You can either be angry that they're leaving you with a vacancy to fill and maybe don't even give you the notice that you need.
Right.
Or you can be happy that they're, even if they're your best employee, that they have found something that will be better for them.
Yeah, exactly. And even like you said, of people not giving notice or not showing up, I expect it to happen. So we just always prepare for it. We're just always prepared because we don't want to be in a situation where we don't have enough staff and we have to call our clients and say, hey, sorry, we got to reschedule. That sucks. That hurts. So we're just always ahead and just prepare and have that support.
See, I am just so impressed that you would build this business from starting in high school and you would be so successful. I mean, it's just because it's tough to build a small business.
Oh, it's tough.
Really tough.
Oh, it, yeah, guys. It's hard. I just filed my LLC.
Yay.
I'm growing up.
I love it.
So, yeah, what is the structure of your business? Is it an LLC or is it a...
So we did start as an LLC and then we changed to an S Corp recently.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. So growing up.
Yeah, I would think an LLC would be too small for you with your all your employees.
Size.
Yes.
Yeah, see, because you're just not small.
I still feel small, like we're still small.
No, you're not a small business. You need to share with the world that you are a woman business owner who has grown into a bigger business. I think that's just so exciting.
Yes, it is exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. So great to see success.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for coming on, Kayla. We really appreciate it. And like we said, follow her website and social media for more.
Well, and if you don't have a cleaning person, figure out how you can maybe have you come over and do an estimate and everything, right? Or how do you do that?
We used to do in person, but now we realize everyone's super busy. So what we do is either through texting photos, we can do a Zoom call, phone, and if you do want in person, we can come out to you as well. Just kind of whatever
works best.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you would try to adjust to what somebody might be able to afford. I think we need to reemphasize that because a lot of
affordability.
A lot of Alex's friends are just getting started in there.
I would say our minimum is 150. Mm-hmm. So plan for that. And that can be once a month. Let's say your house is huge and we're like, hey, you need to spend at least $400 and you cannot fees that. Then we do a priorities list. Okay, please just do my bathrooms and kitchen and we'll help you with what we can in that time frame. Cool. Obviously, it's not guaranteed. It's not as good as like the whole getting everything done. But you're still getting that hand in. That 150 is going to save you 3 hours a month of deep cleaning.
Out of your 56 hours.
Exactly.
Okay, so just to finish up what we did so people can think about it.
Right.
Is we never did our house is two stories.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the cleaning people when it got out of control go upstairs and do the kids' bathrooms. But they became
the worst
like
parts.
Echo dumps or something. But really, we only had... We have our regular cleaning is on the main floor where our bedroom is and our offices are and the living room, dining room are because the kids were supposed to take care of the upstairs. I mean, that's a lesson in life. And they were supposed to be changing their beds and doing... I mean, obviously, there's an age where they're too small. Your kids are too young, but...
Well, actually,
what
I'm like,
ages? Yeah, do you start with kids starting to clean?
So we have beddies, which is zipper bedding. So my son has learned to zip his bed up, make your bed. And then we've got a toy room we had organized by Tidy Style, which they're amazing. You guys should check them out.
Cool.
So he's got everything labeled in his room and categorized like Legos, kitchen set. So I'm teaching him now when we get one thing out, when you're done with it, put it back in its category, put it away. So now he'll come show me, Mom, look, I cleaned my playroom. And he picks it up and he's three. So it's possible. You just have to have the patience to teach him.
Those habits.
And I had my kids standing on stools doing their own laundry.
Yes, I love it.
Well, they like laundry, actually.
What
they
else?
Don't. They you know, they dump it all in, so you have to have stuff that wash. I mean, that's your job to buy things that kids can wash.
Exactly.
But they can actually do their own laundry.
Well, and they feel accomplished. Like, wow, I did something. Like, I'm big. I can help. It's good for them.
I think also just something they're excited about, whatever it is,
exactly.
Whether that's taking out the trash, doing the dishes, the bedding. I think just getting them excited to clean is a good first step.
Right. And acknowledging them, or hey, if you get your clay playroom cleaned, you get this sucker. Bribe them a little bit.
Yeah. Some iPad time, maybe.
Yes.
So another lesson, but what I'd been trying to point out was with our house, we never did have the upstairs. It's a big house, it's 3,200 square feet, and we never have the upstairs done.
Well, the kids are out of the house. So.
Nobody goes upstairs except you.
Yeah.
Alex stayed upstairs
I
in
did.
The. In the Well, we have a, he didn't even stay in the guest room. He stayed in my son's room, but
yes,
we have a guest room that no one ever uses. So
yeah. And those are areas we can skip because why waste our time there if it's staying clean? And maybe every 3 months you might hire to get the upstairs done for a refresh before or after company.
Mm-hmm. You think all those dust, you think the upstairs looking like Miss Havisham where you have to go through the dust motes on it is maybe something one should avoid. So.
Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. We hope it helps you clean a little bit more today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Yes, and it's just been a delight to meet you, Kayla. And Alex, one more time.
Yep.
Yep, cheers.
Cheers. Y'all, thanks for joining our podcast.
We loved having you. Please subscribe and think about leaving a review. Your comments are always appreciated.
And don't forget to follow us on social media at Boy Food on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. See you next week. Cheers.